Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
40 years ago this month, the Boston chapter of the NAACP filed a lawsuit that eventually led to one of the most tumultuous times in Boston history. It was a class action case on behalf of 14 parents and 44 children against the Boston School Committee. The goal was equity in education, regardless of race and class. After 2.5 years, federal judge W. Arthur Garrity found the committee had intentionally brought about and maintained segregated schools. It was a violation of both the U.S. Constitution and the 1964 Civil Rights Act, he said. Garrity ordered desegregation through busing of Boston public schools, sparking tension and some violence. WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the crisis that ensued, the scars of which the city still bears today. And a word of warning, this story contains some offensive language.
Milford Jenkins grew up in Columbia Point, Dorchester. Back in the mid-1970s, it was a housing project. He'd attended integrated grade schools nearby. He had no inkling of what awaited him the first day of his freshman year at South Boston High.
I was the first one off the bus on top of that hill in South Boston. When I got off that bus, I was called a nigger. Nigger, get back on that bus, by a Boston police officer.
The police were in riot gear, wearing helmets and carrying billy clubs. Crowds lined the streets.
They started throwing golf balls, bricks at the bus. It was so much noise. Calling your spare checker, go back to Africa. We don't want you over here. Right? I remember that.
This scene was repeated across the city. Christine Bozeman remembers the shock of seeing parents and grandparents spitting and jeering as the buses arrived. She was entering ninth grade at Roslindale High School.
It was chaos. So when us as kids got in school, honestly, we continued to fight. We defended ourselves. And that's the way we had to go to school for a while, was to defend ourselves mentally and physically. Every day. Inside, outside.
It was craziness. Basically, no teaching going on at the school. It was just total disruption.
Tim Norton grew up in South Boston, a block away from the high school. He entered the ninth grade the second year of busing and says it was still intense. As a white student, occasionally he was under pressure from other white kids to stay away from Southie High.
Various groups would call, we're going to have a boycott today. We're going to have a boycott of the school today, so don't go. You know, if you're white and you go, you're going to get beat up. It was just a total waste of time. I think it was an eye-opener, certainly for many families, that why do we keep sending our kids to Southie High and get a poor education? Yeah, open people's eyes. There's better schools.
Norton didn't stay at South Boston High. He was recruited as a basketball player to attend a prep school outside the city. Milford Jenkins also left South Boston High.
Busing really, really destroyed us because, you know, I quit that school. I quit going to school and joined the Army. I was 18.
The tensions in the schools spilled over into the neighborhoods. Donna Bevins, who grew up in Ohio, had just moved to the Back Bay after graduating from Wellesley College.
And I was really shocked at the tension in the city. I remember walking with my little sister in Kenmore Square and having a bottle thrown at us, and I got spit at once. All over the city, there was just this rage and a sense of not having control over things.
It was a confusing time for Boston, she says.
It was a paradox because at the same time, I remember I used to go to Revere Beach to play softball with this huge Irish-American family. And they were so loving and inclusive. So these two things were going on at the same time. It's like, where am I? It was a culture shock in a lot of ways.
Bevins is now directing a project for the Union of Minority Neighborhoods, looking back at the busing crisis.
We call it the Boston Busing Desegregation Project. We didn't say reconciliation because we don't know that we're going to have reconciliation come out of this. What we do think is that if we really see it as an issue of our whole city and the system of public education here, if we really do that, we can learn something. One thing I've learned listening to people talk about the error, everybody has something to learn.
The project is in its early phase, trying to get people of all races to open up about their experiences. Bevins is videotaping interviews along with project organizer Megan Duran. Duran grew up in Roslindale years after the busing crisis, attending Boston Public Schools all the way. Her father was among the white bus drivers who ferried the kids to school. She says he doesn't like to talk much about that time. But there are many others who feel they need to tell their stories.
You know, one of those stories is there were a lot of white parents who really wanted to support racial equity and did put their kids on buses, did really try to work within the system, and they don't feel like anyone's ever heard about them. It varies. Some people feel like wounds are being ripped open a little, you know, like what do we do with this to start remembering and start talking about it?
Often, just acknowledging what people have been through and giving them a chance to tell their stories and acknowledging it can make a shift for them.
Bevin says some people have said it's hard to make that shift if you're still hurting from old wounds.
They said that they think that one reason that Boston is so hesitant to talk about race, to really put it on the table, and it's such a skittish issue, is because we haven't dealt with that era.
Ann Bevin says that's why the Boston Busing Project has as its tagline, "For Truth, Learning, and Change." For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.
The Boston Busing Desegregation Project will hold events throughout the city on June 21st, the anniversary of the busing order in the desegregation case filed 40 years ago this month.